Good morning, guys. Thanks for listening today. We're observing the recommendations of our government and health officials as we navigate this coronavirus pandemic. And so we want to err again on the side of caution, and hopefully we can resume services pretty quick, I hope. And so we all know it's a day-to-day type thing right now, so hopefully we'll be able to have services quickly. So today we're actually going to have church, and I'm in my office today. Hopefully you're going to take advantage of some extra time with your family during this season and watching some movies and playing some games. And while you're listening today, maybe you can sit on the couch with a cup of coffee and enjoy the next few minutes as we talk about God's word and just have some devotion time. I know it's a crazy time with a lot of anxiety for a lot of people. For some, there's fear and worry and anxiety over the coronavirus, and maybe you're worried that someone you love is going to get it. So that brings some anxiety. But for some, I know you're thinking this is just all overreaction. And I think that also comes with anxiety and worry because schools are closed and jobs are affected and people's finances are affected. And so the struggle is real no matter what. So regardless of the anxiety over the coronavirus or maybe just life, the fact is a lot of people have anxiety right now. So I want to talk to you today about fear and anxiety and worry and how we build our lives on the rock that is Jesus, right? And that it doesn't matter what storms come, that and they will come, but we can overcome because we have our lives built on Jesus, and we're going to be okay through this whole season. So I know this is a different season, but we are the church, and we're designed for moments just like this. The church is building, and I posted this last week on our Facebook page for our church, but the building is closed, but the church is very much alive because the church is still open because we're still in the community making a difference and doing what God has called us to do. So we're going to talk this morning about our faith that's a take-home faith, and it's a faith that we have at home. It's not just a place we go on Sunday. We live it out every day. So we're only in church for a few hours every week, and we know that. And so our lives are not in a building, but we live our lives as the church when we go to work and we spend time with friends and family and we go to school and sporting events. And so we are the church active, and so our time in a building is limited. So I really want to talk about our faith at home today. So we're going to weather this season, and we're going to have a testimony of God's protection and His provision on the other side of this. So let's pray, and we'll get started this morning. Lord Jesus, we thank You so much for this day. We thank You for, Lord, just taking care of us, and Lord, just protecting us, and Father God, Lord, and leading us through, Lord, every storm. God, that we can build our life and our faith, God, on You and You alone. And God, we just thank You for all You're going to do, Lord, even through this season. Father, thank You for the health workers and the government officials and everybody trying to work together, Lord God, to get us through this. But Lord, ultimately, we know that, Lord, our faith is built in You. And Lord, ultimately, Lord, You're the one who's going to get us through. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So today I want to look at Matthew chapter number 7, verses 24 through 25. It says, "Therefore, if anyone hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock." In times like these, we need to know that our foundation, and we need to make sure that our foundation is built on the rock of Jesus Christ. Because here's what we know. We know that storms are going to come. And it may not be the coronavirus. Maybe it's in a relationship or a job situation or sickness or anxiety or depression. Storms come in all kinds of forms, but we just do know that they come. And so we got to be ready, and we've got to build our lives on our faith in Jesus, right? So what gets us through the storms of life? Because we know they're going to come and they're going to happen. So how do we build our life on a solid foundation? And I don't know about you. I know there's a lot of uncertainty right now. But I know one thing for certain, that in my life, I've seen more and more the fact that prayer time every day, daily time in God's word, times of worship, and having right relationships are what gets me through the storms. So these are constants in my life, and I don't have to go to a church building to have that take place in my life. It's faith that I take home. I have to pray on my own because I don't always have a building to go to. I have to read God's word on my own and worship on my own and talk with people and have right relationships around me. So let's talk about these for a few minutes today. Again, this is not anything new, but I think it's the time-tested truth of God's word that this is how our faith, living it out every day outside a building, is really what makes a difference. So the first thing that we want to do in this season is we just want to continue to pray. Prayer isn't just an ongoing conversation with God all through the day. And I would challenge you not to try to sit out and say, I'm going to pray 30 minutes at a time a day or an hour a day, but just maybe pray a minute or two every hour all through the day. Like if I just tell my wife, okay, I'm going to talk to you for 30 minutes and then I'm not going to talk to you the rest of the day, then that really doesn't work. But our relationship is I talk with her in the morning and then I text her throughout the day. And it's usually just little bitty moments throughout the day that I'm thinking about her and just shoot her a text or whatever or a message. And so that's just kind of how we live life. And if prayer is going to be part of our life, it's the same thing. As we go through our day, we don't have to set out necessarily long periods of time to pray, but we pray all through the day. So when you wake up, you just thank Him for the day in this season. If you're worried and you're stressed and you're like, I don't know about this whole coronavirus thing and this is kind of freaking me out or whatever, just whisper a prayer to God and just say, God, I just need you to help me to trust you today. And so I just challenge you during this time to reach out to somebody via texting or Facebook and just ask them, like, what are you struggling with? How can I pray for you? And because there's power in prayer. James chapter number 5, verse number 16 says this, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. And the prayer of the righteous person is powerful and it's effective. So let's just be real in these moments. I think sometimes we try to put on this facade of, hey, we're not afraid or we don't have any questions or we're not worrying. Like, let's just pray to God and just be honest in this season of, God, we're just not sure how this whole thing's going to play out. And it's going to affect all of us financially and spiritually. Like, we just got to press into Him. Here's what I know. Something supernatural happens when we pray for each other. And so in this season, let's make sure that even though we're not in a building, that we're still reaching out. Hey, how can I pray for you today? Hey, this is what I'm struggling with. Would you pray for me today? And let's have a prayer meeting right where we are, right in the situations. And again, that can be via text or a phone call, like our phone call. Our phones, as great as they are, they still work as phones. And you can actually do a voice call. And sometimes that's even better because they can hear your voice and they can know what you're trying to communicate, sometimes better than even a text message or a Facebook message or whatever. So first thing we want to do in this season is just pray. And then the second thing is we just stay in God's word. And again, I would just challenge you to download the YouVersion app on your phone and start a reading plan. They've got all kinds of stuff right now. We have Right Now Media. We're going to be doing some stuff this next week with Right Now Media on Wednesday nights. But and then just go through whatever you go through, a reading plan or whatever, with a group of friends. We have a group of teenagers in our youth group that every night at 8 o'clock, they're reading through scripture together and talking about it. And so it doesn't have to be very complicated. It's really not. It's just reading a scripture, reading a devotional with somebody, sharing it, and just saying, hey, this is what it means to me this right now. And this is how I'm thinking. This is how it ministered to me. Here's what I know. God wants to speak to us through His word in these seasons. I don't know about you, but we have three daughters and we have all of them have done different things. Right now, Lauren is a dancer and Mackenzie does archery. And our kids love to know that we're watching them and that we're with them. Like if Lauren is at a dance recital, like there's hundreds of people there in the place and she's looking for mom and dad. And you do the same thing. If your kid's playing baseball, like they want to look and see you. And here's what I know. In difficult times, it's the same thing with us. We want to know that God is with us, and we want to know that God is watching us. So we want to hear His voice. And here's what I know with my daughter. Like, I can say something, and there could be all kinds of other people around and giving flowers, and I'll just say, Lauren. And out of all of the voices that's going around, all the chaos that's going around, she looks and she sees me because she knows my voice. And here's what I know. As we get in God's Word and we're consistently in God's Word, we become the people who understand and hear His voice. You should write this down and put this somewhere. So the more we're in God's Word in private, the more we'll recognize His Word in the chaos. Let me say that again. The more we are in His Word in private, when we're at home, when we're doing our faith at home in everyday life, the more we're going to recognize His Word when the world gets crazy and everybody's got voices and so many people saying things and that whole thing. And so in the chaos right now, let's just dig into God's Word. As we're at home, we need to stay in God's Word and stay around friends and share what God's speaking to them. And not really around friends, but you know what I'm saying, like on Facebook or text message or a phone call, and encourage each other with the Word of God. And then the third thing I would just encourage you to continue to do is just continue to have times of worship. Worship doesn't just happen at church. It's something that we do as in our faith at home. So when we're at home, I just challenge you to play your favorite worship songs. And in the middle of all the chaos, just sing songs to God. Lift up your hands. Make worship a part of your life. And I just want to remind you that of two things. Worship always reminds us of how big God is. Again, in the middle of all this stuff, and it seems so overwhelming, it's not overwhelming to God. And when we begin to worship, God just reveals to us how big He is. But also, it also reminds Satan of who he was. And so every time we worship God, we basically give Satan and fear and doubt and anxiety and depression and all that mess. It gives Satan a black eye, if you will. And it just reminds him of who he used to be. So it reminds God that he's bigger, or reminds us that he's bigger, and Satan that he's defeated. So I just want to give you really quickly today my current favorite worship songs right now that I'm listening to. We're going to be sharing some of our church playlists as well over the next weeks. But five songs right now that are just really ministering to me. Two just came out, one last Friday and one this Friday. The Blessing by Elevation Church, and also Graves into Gardens by Elevation. I think it's supposed to come out, the whole album, in a couple of weeks, but that's subject to change with all the stuff. But those two songs have been really, really great. The Blessing, Graves into Gardens. And then Cody Carnes has the song, and we played a couple of weeks ago at church, just in our prayer time on a Sunday night. It's called Nothing Else. And just is an incredible worship song. And then we sing this one a lot with our worship, Holy Water, by a group called We Are the King, or We the Kingdom. And so that's a really good one. And then there's another one by Hillsong United that I really like. It's called Another in the Fire. And so, again, those are not all ones that we sing. Some of them are brand new, many of them. But just some songs that just, hey, listen, put a Bluetooth speaker on. Go for a ride in your car if we're not quarantined by the time this goes on our website, or whatever. But like one of my favorite things to do, even today before I recorded our message for today, I just spent some time in my office just worshiping God, turn on a HomePod, whatever, and just spend some time just enjoying His presence. So don't stop worshiping during this season. If you ever needed to worship, this is a great time. So, and then number four is just being around the right people, or connecting rather to the right people. Right now, as we're in this season of what they're calling social distancing, I don't actually like that term. I think we need to practice physical distancing, but we need to be fully engaged socially. Again, not meeting in groups, but be a text message and Facebook and talking to people on the phone. And then, you know, we'll probably be doing some Zoom calls for our groups on Wednesday night, just so we can connect. And so I think we socially need to always be connecting and getting close, because we need the people that we can lock arms with in this season and know that they're praying for us and we're praying for them. And if we're encouraging them and they're encouraging us and reminding people of their promises, or of God's promises on the bad days, because we just need that. Every one of us needs that. And I love what Moses said in Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 13. Let me just read it to you. It says, as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up and saw them, Egyptians coming at them. They were totally afraid and they cried out in terror to God. They told Moses, weren't the cemeteries large enough in Egypt so that you had to take us out here in the wilderness to die? What have you done to us, taking us out to Egypt? Back in Egypt, didn't we tell you this would happen? Didn't we tell you? Leave us alone here in Egypt. We're better off as slaves in Egypt than corpses in the wilderness. And then I love what it says in verse number 13. And this is the kind of people that you need to have in this season around you. It says this, Moses spoke to the people, don't be afraid. Stand firm and watch God do his work of salvation for you today. Take a good look at the Egyptians today, for you're never going to see them again. We need a Moses in our life to speak God's truth to us, to speak his promises to us, to speak victory over us. So let me just encourage you in this season, like, don't call fearful friends, because here's what I know. Fearful people breed fear. Don't call somebody who's always negative, because negative breeds negative. You need to call somebody who's going to tell you the truth of God's word. Like, I understand what's going on. I'm not being foolish about that. As a church, we're being very serious about that. But here's what I know. With all the uncertainty, I know the one thing that's certain. It's Jesus going to take care of us. That's the certainty. And you need to have right relationships as a priority in this season. Don't isolate yourself. Don't sit in a room by, like, there's so many ways we can connect. And so I just want to encourage you with that. Again, this is not revolutionary. This is really just elementary. One of the things I've been talking to some people this last week about, and I said, I really kind of feel like a lazy pastor in some ways, because some people, I think, are just trying to do a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, if we're the church, this is stuff that we already do anyway. And so I just want to remind us to just, we keep on doing it. Just because we don't have a building, because we don't have a building to meet in this week. But we're still going to be the church, because the building is not the church. We are the church. Faith is not about a building. Faith is about taking our faith home. So during this season, I just want to encourage you to continue to, like, let's continue in prayer. And if you need prayer, please contact us here at the church, or just reach out to me on Facebook or text message or whatever. Or as long as I can come in the office, I'll do that. But just reach out and have somebody pray with us, and just get some people around you and stay in his word and continue to worship and connect with each other. And we're going to get through this. God's got this. We may be surprised, but God's not surprised. And we're having to do church differently, but we're still having church, because today we're posting some worship from our church worship team. And so you can listen to that and have some time in worship. We're going to pray one more time before we're dismissed this morning. So we've had some time in prayer. We've had some time in the word. And I hope, but before you disassemble today or whatever you're doing with this message today, if you're sitting with your family or just by yourself, that you will just make a connection with some right people and have them speak some faith in your life if you're struggling today, or if you're having a great day and everything's going great for you, that you'll speak some encouragement and you'll just say, hey, you know what? I just want to let you know I'm praying for you today. And just so, again, four really simple things, but I'm just telling you, if you'll build your life on the rock that is Jesus and just continue with these simple things that we do anyway, because we are the church. We're only at church a few hours a week, and the rest of the time we're out living it out. And so I just want to encourage you to really just continue what we do, because that's who we are. It's who God called us to be. And so hope you have a great week. Hopefully, again, we can meet together again. Right now, we're going to take another week and we'll do just the audio thing and post it on our website. And hopefully after that, we'll be able to transition and do some different things. But again, right now, we're just kind of submitting to our governing authorities and erring on the side of caution. And I just encourage you to just be praying. Pray for me that I would have the wisdom to lead well and we stay connected. And just want to encourage you to just press into Jesus in this season. So let's pray. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, that you're taking care of us. God, that we have hope and we have faith in you. And God, that we know how to weather this storm. God, that you are faithful. And so, God, we ask you, Lord, today, Lord, and to just continue to give us the peace of God that passes all understanding. Father God, I pray that, Lord, that you just help us to stick with the plan that you've already laid out for us. God, to weather the storm, to build our lives on the solid foundation, Lord, and that is, Lord, to stay in constant prayer. Lord, continue in prayer. Lord, to continue, Lord, spending time in your word every day. Father, Lord, to spend time, Lord, worshiping you every day. And Lord God, spending time, Lord, in right relationships. And Lord, even though we can't physically be together, God, that we can still be connected, Lord, in all kinds of ways, through telephone and Facebook and text message and Messenger and all kinds of different ways. And we just thank you for this time. And we thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to be the church, God, that you called us to be. And we just give you thanks. And we just praise you and we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.